Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Well, I'm now back in South Africa and at Spear, where there's a huge meeting of hundreds of engineers from all the way around the world who are gathering to talk about the construction and design of the Square Kilometre Array, the massive radio astronomy telescope that's going to be built in the Karoo. I'm here talking to a colleague of mine, Andreas Witznitz, about something quite different, which is a radio telescope in China. So good afternoon, Andreas.
Good afternoon, Ketchel.
Thank you very much for speaking to us. Andreas is a professor at ICRA, which is the International Centre for Radio Astronomy Research in Australia. And as some of you may know, Australia is one of the major partners in the Square Kilometre Array project, and part of the telescopes are going to be built in Australia. But now you've been involved in a different radio astronomy project called FAST, which is the 500-metre aperture spherical telescope in China. Tell us about this extraordinary project, Andreas.
Yeah, so the Chinese have started to put together a really big project in a very remote area, and that project is actually a real pure Chinese project in the first place. So they have produced a 500-meter diameter telescope, which is sitting in a kind of a depression in the karst region in that province, and 500 meters is about 200 meters bigger than the biggest one currently in Puerto Rico.
I mean, this is that's half a kilometer. This is one dish.
It's one
which
dish.
Which is half, so unlike the Square Kilometer Array, which is hundreds of, well, it will be, it's going to be at 197 15-meter dishes. And this is one big dish, which is half a kilometer across. That's extraordinary.
Yeah, so if we went there in May and we had to look, and it's just completely amazing. You can walk around the rim of the dish. And it's just engineering-wise, it's a marvel, really.
And why did they feel the need to build one great big dish like this? What kind of science is this aimed at?
Yeah. So one of the main things they wanted to do in science case is actually pulsars, and that's why there's a lot of data produced as well. But the pulsars, they don't require interferometry, which is the other technique used in STK. So they're mostly concerned about sensitivity, and sensitivity is just a big dish. That's what it is, really. So they're collecting a lot of photons, as many as they can, and then to do their science like that. And of course, there are other use cases as well, but that's one of the main ones.
But how do you steer such a massive dish? This is a fixed dish, so you can't move it around.
Correct. So the dish itself is, as you said, is fixed, but there is actually a way to change the shape of the dish. You have to imagine this dish is actually constructed out of a mesh of steel cables. And on that mesh of steel cables, there are aluminium panels mounted, a few thousand of them. And those that mesh of steel cables can be pulled and pushed, so it changed the shape of the dish itself to a certain degree. It's actually up to about a meter or so, a bit less than a meter in both directions. So what they can do with this originally spherical shape, they can actually change it into a paraboloid and then look into different directions as well in a quite nice way, actually. And nobody has done that in that way before, so this is kind of a very novel technology as well.
It's extraordinary what kind of engineering is going into these new telescopes these days. It really is a lot of new developments, a lot of innovation.
Yeah.
And this is going to enable us to see further and see in different ways, see different wavelengths than ever before. I really envy those new generations who are going to benefit from the results of these fantastic new telescopes.
Mm.
So, Andreas, thank you for coming to tell us about FAST, the 500-meter aperture spherical telescope in China. And I'm sure we'll hear more about how that interacts with the Square Kilometer Array way into the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Ketchel.